Welcome to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Thursday night edition of the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett and as always joining me, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how are you, buddy?
I'm tired, man. I'm tired.
Big couple of days.
Yeah, big couple of days at the bowls and drinking.
Drinking? How'd you go in the bowls, not the drinking?
We lost the bowls pretty comprehensively. We turned up to have a practice and we looked at these guys and they put a few down and we thought, no worries. And then 2 hours later when we had our asses handed to us, weren't laughing as hard.
No, I bet you're not. Oh, well, he's had a couple of days away and had a good time.
Yeah.
All right, we've got a bit of news to get through tonight. Biggest one, I would say, is no grand final replay. That's been a big talking point in the news this week, I would think. So we're going to 2 5-minute halves and then first score wins, basically. What do you think of that, Steve?
I think I'm glad Collingwood got their flag under the old rules.
Yeah, I don't think they were going to win that in that first match. St Kilda came home pretty strong in that game.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I actually don't like it. I like the idea of a replay, to be honest. It's like...
So you don't care about the interstate teams?
No, I don't. Like, you think about it like this. Like, you know, the US... Like, there's things that have just got a tradition. Like, the US Open Golf, it's a fantastic test. If you're tired, you don't go to extra holes. You play a whole other round.
Oh, do they? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I like the... I like the replay. I think it's. I mean, look at the ticket prices for a grand final. Actual fans get to go to the replay. And, I mean, it's only happened...
Three times.
Like, come on. It's not like a big deal. It's not like the rugby where they tie frequently.
That's true.
So, I don't know. I'm not a fan. What do you think?
I don't mind it. I mean, people got stuff to do next week. I mean, especially for the interstate teams... I can't see why they can't just stay in Melbourne for the week. What? You know, it's not going to, and the AFL pay for it. They've got $1 billion up their sleeve, so
yeah.
I mean, or just, I don't know, just have an old fashioned, just play a bit of brandy or something. Just
a bit of brandy
or dodgeball,
bit sort of British, thing. Just a bit of British bulldog.
That's what I'm looking for. British bulldog. Yeah, just line them up and go for it.
Yeah, I can understand from the interstate team's point of view. So, I guess at the end of the day, the game's what matters. So,
yeah,
fair enough.
No, it's interesting, but yeah, 3 times in what, 120 years or something like that?
Yeah.
Come on. Also, Chris Mayne, unrestricted free agent this year, yet to sign, and apparently there's a few Victorian clubs circling to acquire his services. Pretty interesting there, but throw a spanner in the works, his girlfriend's from Sydney, so I don't know how that works, but pretty interesting.
Well, it means she was born in Sydney and has lived there for some period of time.
For like 6 months and then moved to Western Australia and now she's now from Sydney. Is that right?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not women, man. They have the, you know, they can change their mind.
That's true.
But seriously, it's Chris Mayne.
Yeah, who it's was not, it? Oh, Richmond will use their war chest on him.
Oh, that's good. That thing's ready to blow up.
Oh, they must have 2 chests now. Come on. Dane Beam's on track for round 6 return. He's been running up to 12Ks a day or per training session. So good signs there for your Dane Beam's owners.
Yeah, absolutely.
He missed that knee tendonitis, but yeah, running pretty well now and pain-free, so good there. And David Mundy to miss again with that calf soreness. Not good if you're a Mundy owner, which I am.
Yeah, that trade you clearly won.
Yeah, oh, we're clearly winning that one. We'll see at the end of the season. And good news, bad news for you Jason Johannesson owners. No surgery required, but we'll miss 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, well. That'll bring it to the bye rounds off the top of my head. So, yeah, hold on to him. He should be right.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's better news than out for the year because at least he has some value now.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the best article I read all week. Our old mate, Donuts Motlop, he said his best is yet to come still, Steve. Can you believe that?
Oh, it's amazing an athlete thinks their best is yet to come.
He was building to better form as he gets fitter, and he admitted he was off the pace at the start of the season. Well, if he didn't eat all the bloody donuts, he'd be right.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, come on, Stevie. You're a professional, mate. And if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can hit us up at Twitter, at The Draft Doctors. You can leave us any comments or questions you might have for us, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. Hit the like button there, and again, leave us any comments or questions that you might have for us. Steve, I believe there's a review this week. Another one.
Yeah, another review from listeners. Really appreciate everyone dropping a review on iTunes about the show. It really helps the rating for the show. And came from There Can Be Only One. I'm not sure if this is this Christopher Lambert. Has he written in?
I thought it was Neo from The Matrix.
I don't know. I prefer to think that it's Highlander. There can be only one.
Highlander could beat Neo. Yeah, I'll go with that.
And he just says, great show, guys.
Cool. Thanks. There can only be one. Appreciate it.
Especially if you are Christopher Lambert.
Oh, that'd be so awesome. And he was Raiden in Mortal Kombat too.
Yeah.
All right, we've got the team in and out, ins and outs for tonight, starting off with the Friday night game, the Hawks and the Crows. Big ins for the Hawks there with Josh Gibson and Josh Hill? No, Brad Hill.
Yeah, Brad Hill.
What was I thinking, Josh Hill? Brad Hill in for the Hawks there with Hal Litherland going out, and Charlie Cameron in for the Crows. Pretty good there for Gibson owners who they said 1 week, which was good. It was only 1 week, so they must have been resting him.
Yeah, I also think it's interesting. You know, Brad Hill, if you need a late week pickup, he's an option. We've seen the running players do well this year, and that's one thing he does.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh, excuse me. Moving on to the Saturday game, we got the Swans v. the West Coast Eagles. Scott Lysett out for 1 week after having a couple of good games there. And you got Matty Prittis back in, which is good for the Prittis owners, only missing that 1 week last week. But I suppose they only had the bye against Richmond, so should be well rested. Wellingham was pretty decent off half back last year, put in a couple of good scores. And Sinclair back in for the Swans as well, with Nan Curvis and Towers omitted.
Yeah, Wellingham's interesting. We know the defender pool's pretty thin, so if you were stuck for a defender, he might be an option.
Yeah, it could knock out a good solid 80 for you, which is not terrible.
Yeah.
And for the Suns and North Melbourne game, no changes for the Kangaroos. But the outs, you've got Dion Prestia out with an illness. Probably got some sort of stomach bug. And our boy Tommy Nipples had an awesome second half against the Brisbane Lions, but now dropped.
Yeah, crazy how fantasy and real football don't always marry up.
Yeah, I mean, if there was a lot of fantasy players were running a football club, it'd be very, very different games, I would think.
Well, that's why you got to be careful with your waiver priority, because, I mean, if you needed a ruckman and you went, Tom Nichols just dropped 120s, well, that were last week's scores, and hopefully you didn't burn a number one priority on him.
Yeah, but, hey, Dan the Man Curry getting his first crack at the Gold Coast Suns there. So
yeah, a bit of a revenge factor as well.
Oh, yeah, true, against the Roos. Never played him for about 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, so a bit of a revenge swag for Dan Curry, maybe.
Against Goldie? Come on.
You know, you can hope.
Oh, an old microphone head getting his first go, and Jared Grant coming back off that injury.
Yeah, well, he kicked a bunch of goals in the whatever the hell, no-fall last week. So that's interesting. You know, they've had to bring in 2 metre Peter because Sam Day's gone back because there's no defenders at the Suns anymore.
No, they just either dropped or just like to whack blokes.
Yep.
And for the next game, the Saturday night game, you got the Doggies and the Lions. Everyone would be loving this. Tom Rockliffe back in to the side, but I can see him parking in the forward line and scoring crap.
Well, I mean, if you've got Tom Rockliffe, you're playing Tom Rockliffe. You just might not.
Oh, you're playing him. But yeah, that's true. But I still don't see him scoring massive in his first game back. And out, obviously, Jason Johannesson, Toby McLean, if anyone had him as a late flyer. He's being rested with Torrey Dixon and Eastern Wood Tom Campbell coming in.
Yeah, Tom Campbell gets a shot. Will Minson just left on the scrap heap.
Yeah, very interesting that one. And Steph Martin will be playing by the looks of it.
Well, they'll give him every chance.
Yeah. Good news there for Steph Martin.
That's a weird one. I mean, you know, they could late withdraw him. Would you feel good captaining him?
Well, I've already taken the C off him this week because he was my draft captain last week.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's an interesting question. If you've got a better captain, because, I mean, off the top of my head, I would think he'd score very well against the Bulldogs.
Oh, he should destroy them, yeah.
So that's a real tough situation. If you've got him, you probably drafted him in the first round. We'll give you some good captain options later, though, if you're feeling shaky about it.
But, yeah, if you're playing these salary cap games, you could put the old VC on him and loophole him.
Yeah, oh, yeah, obviously you got your VC, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And moving on to the other Saturday night game, we've got the Power versus the Cats with old man Enright able to get back up after being rested, or managed, sorry, last week. And Pollock omitted after spudding it up yet again.
Yeah, that was strange. But Port, they're just in a bad way, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it's going to get any better in a hurry either.
No, I don't think so. With O'Shea and Stewart? Nah, come on.
Oh, well.
And to our first Sunday game, with only three games on Sunday due to the Anzac weekend. Who's in there? Jimmy Webster back in. Hopper getting his first game.
Longer.
And Longer's in.
Our boy, Billy Longer.
Billy Longer. Be good. Interesting to see how they go Hickey-Longer combo.
Yeah, I really hope Tom Hickey gets the arse and Billy Longer heads into one of my teams and scores well.
Tell us how you really think, Steve.
I predict Billy Longer will go well.
Okay, there you go. And Jeremy Cameron.
Oh, and Dunstan's in as well.
And Dunstan. I like Dunstan.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I like him as a player.
Oh,
just like to watch him. And Dopey Devin Smith is in too.
What's Dopey?
Yeah, no, I don't like him.
Well, we did mention Devin Smith as a trade-out target this week, so maybe you can get some value now his name. Someone's struggling in the forward line.
Someone who's really struggling in the forward line is Carlton, because they're bringing in Liam Jones.
Whoa, look at that segue.
Thank you.
Yeah, Liam Jones.
Ugh, only extended bench. I mean, he can't get a game, seriously.
You'd hope not.
Jamison, obviously... corrected what needed to be fixed because he's back on the extended bench, and big Zach Clark in for the Dockers. Is Griffin playing?
Yeah, Griffin's named as the first ruck, so we'll see what happens there. We'll keep an eye on that situation.
Yeah, that'll come out about 5:30 tomorrow afternoon, on Friday afternoon, I would say.
Mm.
And moving on to the D's versus the Tigers, you got Vlosten and Moore out. Vlosten going out with a leg injury and Moore omitted. With Miles back in, Marek and Deledio in for his first game, but I have a sneaking suspicion that Deledio won't play.
I don't know. If I had him, I'd be worried.
Yeah. They're going to give him every opportunity. I mean, it's the extended bench. It's a 7-10 game on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. This is what they're doing. They're trying to make this Anzac Day Eve night match a reality. So that's just going to stretch out the week of football even more. So
has AFL not learned that Sunday matches don't work? I don't care if there's a public holiday the next day.
Well, they're playing it on a Monday night next year. Well, they're trying to, I think. So Anzac Day Eve is a thing, apparently.
Come on.
I know.
Bernie Vince back in for his from his 1 week suspension. Jeffy Garlett also named on the extended, and Petraka also named on the extended if you're playing your salary cap games. With Oliver rested and Matt Jones soreness.
Well, Petraka could be a sneaky pickup option as well. He's been burning the house down in the VFL. If you had some space, I'd stash him.
Yeah, absolutely. And Neil Bullen, yeah, I couldn't make a joke out of that one.
Yep.
In the biggest shock that I've ever seen while playing fantasy football, Jesse White omitted.
I think that is a shock, because it means Jesse White was in again.
Yeah, that is not good. Anyway. Mason Cox named on the extended bench. Good to see.
Yeah.
Grundy has been smashing it, so don't really see him getting a go there.
No. Well, he might play forward.
That's possible. I mean,
that's where he was playing.
Was he?
He played there in the NAB Challenge. He was playing forward.
Okay.
With some success. So, yeah.
Okay, and you got Maynard back in with Frost, and going out for the Bombers, Laverde out with a shoulder injury. You're saying it was about 6 weeks, did you, Steve?
That's what's been listed on the website, so yeah, pretty serious injury for Laverde by the sounds of it.
And you got Crowley, Dempsey, Simpkin and Grimley in for the Bombers this week.
Yeah.
In the Inter.
Yep.
All right, moving on now to our Captain's Lounge, where we'll give you some hot takes on who we think our captains for some captain choices this week.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously, again, as always, we're leaving out those... Well, actually, I've got Goldie, so maybe not super obvious, but we'll try to avoid some of the super obvious ones.
Yeah, absolutely, and... I've got a fair few here. But starting off with me, Jack Stephen likes to play the GWS, averages 105, Dream Team 106 in Supercoach, so very handy option there. If you got Jack Stephen, mind you, they've only played him about three times, but he scored pretty well against them.
Yeah, Jack Stephen's a gun, so that makes some sense. I'll go on with Goldie. He's the number one captain option. Shock horror, going up against the machine of Dan Curry.
Oh, man.
I actually think North Melbourne are going to smash Gold Coast. So, yeah, I'm all about the Goldie.
Men versus the young guns, when you look at it. I mean, the Kangaroos are the oldest team in the AFL at the moment.
Yeah, I also like the fact that Gold Coast's defence is a bit undermanned with the injuries to the key defenders. So, you know, we've seen Goldie sneak forward and kick a few goals, as he did against... two weeks ago, yeah, against the D's.
Yep. So. Yeah, I find this pretty interesting. It's up at the Gold Coast. You got the oldest team in the AFL going up to the Gold Coast where all old people go to retire. Interesting.
You think they're just going to stay there?
Yeah, that's it.
Brent Harvey's going to look at some property.
That's it. They're going to get those little...
Jared Waite's going to get a golf membership. And
they're going to get their little boat shoes and caps and whatnot.
They look great on a...
That's a new uniform.
Yeah, both shoes.
My next pick is Joey Montagna. 113 average in Dream Team, 112 Supercoach against the GWS. So loves playing the Giants, and especially Etihad. I think they're going to beat the GWS this week, the Saints.
Yeah, well, Andy's in ripping nick as well.
Yeah, for Montagna, sure.
So, I got Matt Prittis up against Sydney. That's a team he really goes well at against. He's got Nick Nat putting the ball down his throat last week off. I love Matt Prittis this week.
Good pick there. And three in a row. I've got three Saners because they just love playing the GWS. David Armitage. You've got 104 average in Dream Team, 106 in Supercoach.
Yeah, there's some big numbers. A little bit down on where he was last year, but it's...
Still getting the job done pretty well.
Yeah, I just want... Is some of those numbers skewed from when GWS were brand new?
Yeah, they've only played them like three or four times, so...
Yeah.
They've all gone to town on them, basically.
Yeah, well, you know, they're a better side now.
Yeah, well, last year they were a pretty good side, but they still racked up massive numbers, those three, so...
Yep. My next captain's from the same match, Callan Ward. Has a very good record against the Saints. Obviously in ripping nick this year as well. So,
yeah, for sure.
And, you know, with the big mummy... I expect him to dominate the hitouts and Callan Ward to feast.
Yeah, definitely. My next one might be a bit controversial. This guy averages 109 in Dream Team, 115 Supercoach. You got to have a big set of kahunas if you want to captain this guy. It's Michael Barlow.
Oh, that would take some serious, serious kahunas, man.
Absolutely, but numbers are there.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's Carlton, I guess. Maybe. Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
that'd be ballsy.
It is very ballsy.
I mean, you'd have to have no one in your team to play him, surely, as captain.
True.
I don't know. That's too crazy for me, man. Yeah, my next choice is, you know, I've avoided Dangerfield because it feels pretty obvious you'd captain him if you had him, but Joel Selwood for Geelong.
Always a good choice.
You know, up against Port are just deplorable this year. I think that's a pretty safe choice. I think he'll win plenty of inside ball.
My last guy, Luke Parker for Sydney Swans, averages 98 Dream Team, 112 in Supercoach. If you're looking for a captain option there, likes to play the West Coast Eagles.
Yeah, if I had Parker, I'm probably captaining him every week.
Yeah, I reckon it's going to be a pretty contested game, actually, between these two teams. Nice small ground.
Yeah, my last option is my risky pick, as always, Pierce Hanley against the Bulldogs.
I was actually looking at that. I was having a bit of research today, and I thought, Pierce Hanley's name popping up here. I'd like to see his averages. And
well, last year he dropped 140s on the Bulldogs, so... And he belted out a monster last week. And actually, the last 2 weeks, he's had massive scores. So if you're an underdog in your match, if you don't really have any good captain options, Pierce Hanley could be the sort of guy who gets you monster score.
Yeah, and just a couple of other ones I was looking at today. For your dream team, Taylor Adams averages 108 against the Bombers, only 96 Supercoach, and Nathan Jones against the Tigers averages 105 Supercoach and 86 Dream Team.
Yeah, some good solid options. I like that.
Yeah, but don't touch Robbie Gray this week. He's 80 in Dream Team, 91 Supercoach against the Cats.
That's not a good history.
That is not a good history.
You
got any more?
No, that's it. That's it for me. Just my regular five.
Just your regular five? Yeah, I had a bit of time, extra time at work today, so I thought I'd delve a little bit deeper.
Boom.
And moving on now to our late week pickups. So if you're looking for that late round flyer, we've got a couple of guys here that you could be looking at. And just to let you know that we always get our percentages off the Ultimate Footy website, as they are the only ones who provide any accurate information.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're in a shallower league, you know, there's probably better guys available.
Yep. And starting off with me in defence, I've got Matthew Day, however you pronounce it.
Yeah.
He's in 62% of teams. Been going pretty well, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, solid. Who else have you got there?
A nice defender forward, only in 46% of teams, is Tippin Woody, producing some nice scores in both formats. Could be a good little flyer, especially against Collingwood.
Yeah, we know the halfbacks for the opposition against Collingwood are generally scoring pretty well because Collingwood can't hold that ball in their forward 50.
No, that's right.
Or hit a target. But it's going in there, so that's some good scoring. I got Jimmy Webster.
Oh, yeah.
If he makes the cut, I think Jimmy Webster's someone you could look to pick up. And also, a guy who generally scores well when he plays. Actually, I got two guys in basically in the same boat. If they play, they score okay. That's Colin Garland and Courtney Dempsey.
Oh, yeah.
Courtney Dempsey always, I don't know.
He's
another one of those half-backers against Collingwood. But if he gets a game, he might score well if you're really hard up.
Yep. And if you're really hard up, you can go Zach Tuohy. He's in 55% of the team playing Freo over in Freo. That ball should be coming in every 5 minutes, you would think.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting... See, I don't mind it because Zach Tuohy's got a ceiling like... No,
pretty
one.
Big.
Yeah, he's got a great ceiling. For any of these late week pickups, he's definitely got the biggest ceiling.
Yeah, for sure.
The highest. So I got a midfielder, and I like him. He shouldn't be in many teams, and that's Brad Hill.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's going to be an up and down game against the Crows, and we know Brad Hill's running machine.
Yeah, a lot of people will probably be looking at Billy Hartung there, but no, I like the Brad Hill pick. Very good. Yeah. I've actually got a ruckman. If Mummy does happen to go down, you got Rory Lobb, had a pretty good game last week, and playing St Kilda, so should be all right, especially a tall fella against the Saints defenders who aren't super tall, or gorillas.
No, that's a good call. I actually went with Dan Curry as my ruck late pickup.
Oh, yeah?
Just think, you know, he's probably in no teams.
Yeah.
He's the only ruckman they've got. He's going to play all game. He probably will just fall into a decent score, I think. I've got nothing to back that up because he's never played in 8 years. But
yeah, that is true. No, he's always had some good NAB Cup form over the pre-seasons.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where everyone got excited about him for.
Yeah, so look, if you're really desperate and there's nothing better on your waiver wire, Dan Curry.
One guy I've got here, he's a forward mid, Lewis Taylor. Averages 93 against the Bulldogs in both Supercoach and Dream Team, with both teams playing that free-flowing sort of game. His last two scores in Dream Team are 102 and 113, and Supercoach, they were 125 and 84. So not bad if you're looking for a late pickup.
Is he in teams?
Pardon?
He'd be in most teams, wouldn't he? No?
He was in the...
He's a strange guy. He's hard
in our listener league, he's picked up, but
yeah.
Not in our league of records.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I got a forward, you might like it, Bulldogs player, Tory Dixon. Coming in against the absolute horrific defence of the Brisbane Lions. We've seen forwards kick absolute bags and bags of goals. Tom Boyd is out. We know the package is there, but Tory Dixon, man, when he plays, he can kick some goals.
He's kicked some goals. He kicked 7 against Freo last year. I'm actually surprised they didn't put Redpath into...
Yeah, me too. But maybe they're playing Campbell a bit more forward because they've left... what's his chops? Jordan Roughhead in the ruck.
Yeah,
well,
Ruffy can go forward too. He's been known to kick a couple of goals. So
yeah, well, they don't need Ruffy in defence anymore because they've got Marcus Adams just destroying teams back there.
How good's he been? He's awesome.
Been great.
Yeah. And if you like him, Matthew Stokes, he's in 92% of teams, but he's been pumping out a couple of good scores lately.
And Collingwood.
Hence why I picked him.
Yeah.
And Jack Watts. How's that guy on my list? Ugh.
He's playing better. Playing okay.
Yeah, that's.
If he was like pick 12, no one would care. Like that he hadn't done anything till now.
That is true.
So.
And we've got a bit of a new segment this week. So if you'd like to get involved with it, you can hit us up on Twitter or Facebook with it. It is basically the player you regret drafting.
Ugh.
You've regretted drafting this year.
Ugh, so much vomit.
Yeah, there's a lot of vomit in this one, especially as he was my M3. That was Anthony Miles.
Ugh.
Yeah, thinking it was going to be a contested year again. Bloody rule changes wreck everything, and he scored pus.
Yeah, man, we're both into him, but as your M3, that hurts.
Big time.
The guy I actually drafted who I'm really regretting is Luke Hodge.
Yeah,
all the numbers said he should be okay. He busted his arm. He's been playing in defence. He scores a pus. God damn it, Hodgie.
I think he'd actually be all right this week, especially with Gibbo back in the team.
I'm certainly happy to give him another. Like, this is the problem. If he keeps scoring like he does, no one's going to trade you for him.
I'll trade you Miles.
Well, he's named on the ball, so I'm giving him some hope. Jure's there, Birchall's there, all the guys are there for the, you know, Gibson's back, like you said.
Yeah.
Please just be on the ball, man. And they really need him to be on the ball against Adelaide with their contested ball winners. Yeah, Brad Crouch didn't get up either. What a shock.
No. Oh, big deal.
But, if any of the listeners out there want to tweet us their draft regret, we'd love to hear it because...
And we certainly read it out on the air because we share your pain, guys.
Yeah, if you can't laugh at your own goddamn misery, what can you laugh at? I mean, what did the people... Did we talk about it on Monday, how I just traded for Johannesson?
No, we didn't talk about it, actually.
Yeah, so I just traded, like, during last week for Jason Johannesson. At halftime, he's in, like, 75 points or something like that. Just, I'm punch dancing through my house with joy. 5 minutes later... The cat's gone flying, the remote's through the television. Oh, my God. How does that happen? I hate that. What can you do but laugh?
Oh, man. As a Bulldog fan watching that, I was just crying tears into my beer. It was just, ugh.
What do you do? I just got a great, oh, my. See, now I'm just trading away value.
Punching, yeah, and then it's just like karma just comes in and kicks you in the knee.
What do you mean karma? I didn't do anything wrong.
I don't know. Karma, Murphy's Law, what do you want to call it? ESPN, I don't know.
ESPN? That's a television channel.
Ah, it's a joke. Joke from Scary Movie.
Ah.
Yeah.
We got a couple listener questions this week, Jono.
Ah, sweet. Love the listener questions.
Yeah, this one's from Alex Poole. He wants to know our thoughts on the Bont bouncing back. We talked about it a little on Monday's show.
Yes.
That Bont was a trade target. Obviously, he's playing forward with Dixon out of the team. Dixon's back. Maybe he gets a bit more mid-time. I've certainly got confidence that he can score well, or at least better. He might not
No, you probably always smash it because remember Cramery's out of the team as well, and
yeah,
both similar heights in that 194.5 category. So probably won't spend as much time forward now that Dixon's there and the rotation cap, but certainly his scores should improve from what he's been putting out. That's for sure.
Yeah, I've certainly held out a bit of hope. And he also wanted to know who we should think he should bench this week out of Zach Williams and Christian Salem, who scored well because he played Collingwood and he's a halfback flanker.
Zach Williams and...
In Dream Team, mind you.
In Dream Team.
Yeah, if it was Supercoach, I'd take Williams, but...
Interesting. I'd bench Williams, I would say.
Yeah, I would as well.
Yeah, I just have a feeling... The way that Richmond and Melbourne both play, more opportunity to get those intercept marks and possessions for Salem, and he's great at running.
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
And we had a question from Dylan Hughes.
And do we have another question?
That's what I was just reading out.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we had a question from Dylan Hughes. He has three spots in his dream team midfield to fill out of Sam Gibson, Dom Tyson, Libba, Miles and Lloyd. I'm assuming it's Jake Lloyd. So we got to drop two.
Drop two. Okay, well... Oh, I thought Vandenberg was out this week.
That Vandenberg's injury. Out for a month.
Yeah, so that's certainly going to help Dom Tyson.
Oh, yeah, Dom Tyson, I think's in.
He's definitely in. Pretty good contested ball winner there. Had a good game against Collingwood. Like your game, Sam Gibson, very flash in the pan sort of player for me. I wouldn't be looking to play him. But Libba, yeah, a certainty against the Lions. And Miles, yeah, he's named on the interchange bench. Could be a risk because I'm looking at playing him myself because I have him, especially against a Melbourne, which we don't know which one's going to turn up. Is it going to be the old school Paul Ruse? Lock it down, contested ball, or is it going to be the awesome footy we've been seeing them play the last week or two?
Well, the weather might also play a factor as well.
Oh, it's MCG. I thought it was, yeah. That too. So if it's raining, lock in Miles.
Yeah, I'd probably drop off Jake Lloyd.
Yeah.
And I would play Gibson against the Gold Coast. I think North Melbourne are going to win that, and I think he'll get some touches. So I'd probably... Unless it's raining, I'd probably drop off Miles. But if it looks like raining, then I might drop off Gibson because I think the other guys all score well.
Yeah, so you can flip a coin between Gibson and Miles there for your last spot on your midfielder.
Yeah. Oh, and Bales. Bales also asks, what happened at the bowls? Well, you know we lost. But funny story, we were down at the pub getting drunk and somehow... One of the guys in our little drinking crew talked his way into into the local pool comp that was happening that night. Oh, it was like a team thing, like the different pubs play each other. And he's talked his way into a game for one of the teams somehow. Classic drunkenness. And then one of the other boys has started arcing up against the ref and calling it the worst game. And so there was a bit of...
Wait. There's a referee in pool?
There's a referee in pool. I don't know. It's just old. It was old mate.
Talk your cue right or something? What?
I don't know what it was. I wasn't actually paying attention because it was like old mate pool versus, you know, just it was terrible pool. But anyway, one of the crew decided to start mouthing off. And after we got kicked out of the pub, we went up to another pub and then got kicked out of there. And then had McDonald's. True story.
True story.
Yeah.
Good old Bendigo.
Yep.
All right. We got anything else there, Steve?
No, that's it. So if you got any, if you got any questions, I mean, we get more questions that are probably real team specific that we answer just quickly on Twitter and Facebook. So if you got questions, hit us up on Twitter and Facebook, and that's all good. We love it.
Yeah. And if you do want to send us a question, you can head over to Twitter at The Draft Doctors on Twitter or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. And good luck in your games this week, and we'll see you Monday.